You don't test for COVID. And that's my concern. Would you like to address it, Doc?
Santos Navarrete, Brazos County Health District Director.
Yes, sir.
I
appreciate all that you all are doing. Please understand this is a concern for the community. The community's needs are not being met.
The health district lab is not certified, CLIA certified, to do high complexity testing, and PCR tests are high complexity testing. We don't have the manpower, we don't have the supplies, we don't have the equipment to be able to do that. We are certified through CLIA, the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendments, to do low to moderate complexity testing, which applies to the normal services we provide within the health district. For us to be able to be a high complexity lab would require additional equipment, supplies, and staff to be able to get approved and certified to do those kind of tests. Doesn't mean that we don't need to prepare for the future to be able to do that. We're going to look at, we've got some additional funding coming from the state through the CDC to strengthen the public health workforce. And we're going to look at how do we enhance our capabilities and get our lab to be a high complexity lab in the future.
Can you tell us why or what happened to all of those trained, those highly skilled people that we had coming from Austin? Where are they now?
The funding dried up from the state, so those case investigators, contract tracers are no longer with us because of funding issues. We do provide vaccination. You know, we have a Brazos Valley Mobile Action Team, and we set up vaccination sites. We do it at the health district. We just got a shipment last week for the bivalent vaccine. The demand was so great we ran out on the first day, so we've ordered some more. So we'll get some more vaccine. We'll put out another press release when we have the additional vaccine at the health district.
Okay. Thank you very much.